Derek, and when you were a player, what was the big rivalry for the Raiders at that time? Or for you, maybe for
everybody.
Whoever it was.
You know, an interesting part, you know, you talk about rivalries. When we played every Sunday, we hated everybody. Because when we were going to the stadium, and if you remember, Trump, when we were going to other teams' stadium, they booed us and we loved it. So from my perspective, everybody we played against, I hated.
It's a big hatred for everyone in
right.
silver and black. Otis?
But I'll tell you, I liked what some of the guys from Minnesota said. When they drove into this stadium, they said, and they seen, I think it was Skip Thomas and Art Tom and myself walking in. We just got out of this old limo. They said, we lost the game already. We ain't even got to the field. But the thing about it is, John Madden, I liked his quote. He used to say, we'll play them in the parking lot. We'll play them around the corner. Don't make no difference. If you show up, you got the face of silver and black, you got a problem. So John Madden was the man. Don't worry about the mule being black. Keep loading the wagon.
There you go. That's a good story. Napoleon, what was the rivalry? What was it like for you?
You know what? The two teams that I hated most were Denver and Kansas City.
How did it come out that? How did that happen? Was it because of things on the field? Guys that your teammates said? What was it?
You know what? I think it was in the locker room. The coaches hated Denver. They hated Kansas City. Kansas City hated us. I think when I went to Denver, they were throwing oranges at us. I mean, it was just, they were just nasty people, you know, and it's just people you just wanted to kick their ass, you know.
Well, I'll tell you one story. I went into Denver to sign autographs, and I was staying at the hotel out by the airport, and the cocktail waitress, she refused to serve me because I went in with my Raider, my Super Bowl ring on. She said, where's that ring from? I said, the Raiders. She said, I'm not going to serve you. I talked to her manager, and she refused to serve me. She said, you can fire me. I'm not going to serve you because you played for the Raiders.
Wow, that's a tough server right there. Very tough. Let's talk football. Let's get back to football. Derek, was it 81? You guys were 11-5 that year, but you lose the tiebreaker to the Chargers on that one, so you had a tougher road through the playoffs. What do you remember the playoffs to get to the Super Bowl?
Well, you know, it's interesting. In 80, at the halfway point, we were 4-4. And having played quarterback all my life, you know, I've always taken a leadership position. But one of the things I think I've never experienced up until that time, Gene Upshaw was our captain. And we had just, as I mentioned, just got past the halfway point, and Gene called a meeting. And he said, hey guys, we have stunk this damn thing up the last 8 weeks. What we're gonna do is win 6 or 7 of the next games, and then we're gonna start at 0 in the playoffs, and we're gonna win the damn Super Bowl. And sure enough, the second half of the season, we won 6 of those games and became the first wild card team to ever win the Super Bowl. So that whole run was nice. But you know, the most interesting part about this, and McCallum played with, and so did Trump play with Mike Davis. We're playing against the Cleveland Browns. And Mike Davis could not catch a ball if you handed it to him. And in that particular game, Mike made the interception for us to go to the next round. So that's the thing I remember most, Mike Davis catching the damn football.
You're going to catch one, that's the one to catch.
And also, the other guy on the offense, as you remember, Kenny King. Kenny couldn't catch a cold either. And he still has, I think, the longest catch in Super Bowl history, like 80, 81 yards. So
not
those
bad.
Are 2 points.
Not bad. All right, Otis, what about your Super Bowl? Let's see. You guys were 13-1 in the regular season. Was that one where you just figured, as soon, like you said, you just walk on the field, you had some teams beat?
Well, yeah, that was true. But the thing about it is, like, I don't, you know, you think we up here praising Gene, but Gene was a master at the offensive line. I worked against Gene and Art, and I had to work my ass off because I got two of the best Hall of Famers in the NFL. But the thing about it is, like I said before, when Gene had the meeting, we decided we're going to practice extra 10 minutes every day. And we worked hard.